Welcome back to Calling Monster Island. I, as always, is your host, Godzilla Kid, here to tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. And you might be able to tell my voice sounds a little better. I got a new mic. That's actually the reason we haven't had a episode since September. I had to get a new mic because my old one broke. So yeah. That's my excuse for not having any recent stuff out, for you guys. Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever holiday you celebrate. So, yeah. Long time no see, I guess. Yeah, so, welcome back to Calling Monster Island. I know it's been extremely long, I'm very sorry, but, this is kind of just what had to happen. Like, literally my microphone broke, so I had nothing to record with. So yeah. Now, I'm actually recording with a way better microphone, with some way better Blu-ray collections, and yeah, just overall, a lot more, resources, for podcasting, so, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Basically, this kind of mini episode is kind of just dedicated to everything that has happened over, this course of the, hiatus. So, yeah, but without further ado, let's get to the news real quick. So there isn't a ton of news. I think the last time I spoke, which was actually September, I believe, right? Was it September? I think it was actually September when I last recorded. Wow, I am so sorry. I am so sorry about that. Again, the whole broken mic situation did not help my cause. Yeah, so basically, a lot of stuff happened over the long hiatus that happened. So basically, one of the first things that happened was I'm getting completely off the rails. This is already turning out to be a great episode. But anyways. First and foremost, the first news item of the day, which, not really big news, but all the Tiga Universe box sets have been released. They're DVDs. I have not gotten any of them. Like, I feel like I said this, but I'm kind of boycotting these box sets. I'll get to it's one of my reasons actually in the next news item. But anyway, So if you didn't know, that's a thing. Ultraman Tiga through Gaia was released. So Tiga, do I even have to say his name? Yes, Dino. Tiga, Dino, and Gaia were all released. So yeah, big whoop. kind of cool on the Tiga set, but not, I'm not. Again, I told you, I don't like Dinah or Gaia. I despise Dinah. I feel like Gaia is a tad bit better. It's still not great, but it's a tad bit better than Dinah was. I don't know why, after Tiga, everything just went so off the rails, but yeah. So, the Ultraman, aka the anime, and, actually not Ultraman 80, but Taro and Ace, which I have on Steelbook, I'm gonna be covering those sometime, so get ready for a review of the Ultraman, because I cannot wait to review that. I'm actually very excited for that review. I've been watching a lot of that show, actually. So, yeah, I'm very excited. So, yeah. Second news item. Mill Creek is doing something again. So after almost 3 to 4 months of no activity besides Tiga, Dinah, and Gaia, which those were there for a while, we finally have some activity from Mill Creek kind of surfacing. So first of all, one of their things that they released, which is not at all, like, Toku related, but I just thought I should throw it in here. The Street Fighter movie from the 90s, which, oh boy. I'll find somewhere to squeeze that in, because, oh boy, I have my gripes about that movie. But anyways, yeah. So, you're probably dying with suspense, but basically, Ultraman Zero The Chronicle is being released on Blu-ray now. I'll get to that in a second, but anyways, Ultraman Zero The Chronicle is being released on Blu-ray, and yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, I already pre-ordered it. Pretty much as soon as I saw it, I pre-ordered it. As you probably know, I love Ultraman Zero. If you're a long-time listener, you know, I love Zero. Pretty much, like, all of his, movies. Almost all of them, but yeah, and I feel like Zero is such a unique Ultra, because he was right at that point where, like, right at the beginning of the 2010s, where Tsuburaya was, like, was really just focusing on rebuilding their company after the massive devastation of Mega Monster Battle. They were like, come on, this, like, this new Ultra we got, Ultraman Zero, let's roll with it, let's just keep going. Just keep going, but don't make any shows, because we can profit more off of movies. So they made a bunch of movies of Zero. And actually, along the way, a show was made. So, it's not actually, like, a actual show of Ultraman Zero. Basically, what Ultraman Zero The Chronicle is their stock footage episodes of a voiceover of Zero telling you, so this is what happened. Don't even bother watching the movies. I'm just gonna literally spoil everything here. It was definitely more Belial focused now. It was a lot of, like, Belial, the archenemy of Zero, has once again tried to rule the universe and has failed, and a lot of the same thing. It's Zero, but shorter segments, and kind of a retelling, but not really, I pre-ordered this as soon as I could. I have no idea why, though. Because, here's the thing. If you're a new time member, of this podcast, you might know, you might not know, but I kind of made a decision that I was not going to buy Tiga, Dino, or Gaia because they were releasing them in DVD transfers. Now, okay, there is a reason I did this, okay? There is a reason I did this. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the deal. So, I don't know if the DVD releases are like this for Tiga, Dino, and Gaia, but at least for the anime and for 80, playing them on a DVD player is terrible. Because, okay, so first of all, here's the thing. The menu screen is so scrunched that some of the titles for some of the episodes run together, and it looks like a printed piece of paper, and I can, like, see it twice. It looks horrific. It looks horrendous. And then, when you actually press play on whatever episode, if you can actually see what episode you're going to watch, the picture is so grainy. I can't believe they let this slide. And then the subtitles are, like, incomprehensible. But here's the thing. You play it on your Blu-ray player, the menus are not scrunched, the footage is not nearly as, like, not nearly as grainy, and you can actually kind of read the subtitles now. It's actually a good cut of both of these shows, which really deserved good cuts, you know? But then they kept doing this thing, and I guess they thought this was a good idea. It was not. It was not a good idea. Maybe it was a cost-saving idea. It was not at all a good idea. This was probably some of the most disappointing Mill Creek stuff I've ever gotten. I still got the Ultraman, you know? I actually didn't get 80. I was going to, but I didn't actually get 80. But I've seen transfers of it online, and it's just, I don't understand. I don't understand. If it's going to look better and play better on a Blu-ray player, then why can't you put it on Blu-ray instead of DVD? I don't understand. I legitimately don't understand. And then the episode guides are terrible. They're absolutely terrible. And I don't understand. I honestly don't understand. It's just so stupid. It's so dumb. And I don't understand. And now, we're getting Ultraman Zero The Chronicle on Blu-ray. What? It's Tiga's 25th anniversary, and you can't give him a Blu-ray. Like, okay, I get that there were not high enough transfers. But here's the thing. When there is a visible difference from a DVD and a Blu-ray being played on different disc players, that is terrible. Like, you could literally see the difference as soon as you hit play. And it was just, like, honestly, on, like, for the Ultraman, since it's already an animated show, it looked god awful on the Blu-ray player. Like, I'm on the DVD player, not on the Blu-ray. I literally couldn't watch it on the DVD. Like on the DVD player. I was just like, this is terrible. I cannot believe they let this slide. So I ended up watching it on the Blu-ray player to see if it looked any better. And it looked so much better. So here's why I don't understand. If it's already gonna look better on a Blu-ray player, then just release it on Blu-ray. I don't understand where they went wrong with this. And as much as I love Ultraman Zero, I would so much rather see these other shows get a Blu-ray release and get an actual release that makes sense instead of the Chronicle get any release, honestly. Because if you got the Ultraman Zero collection, you basically have the Chronicle. So I think it's hilarious that Mill Creek did something so laughable. But anyways, we must move on to our actual episode. Yeah. Wow. So, 2021 has been a wild ride. So, I haven't actually covered this yet. I'm trying to wait until the entire show is done and I can cover the entire show in one foul swoop. But, yeah. Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous, Season 4 was released. And it's awful. It's, legitimately awful. I actually had no enjoyment watching this. Like, literally no enjoyment watching this. It was ridiculous how much I hated this. And here's the thing. I really like this show. I think seasons 1 and 3 were great. Season 2 got a little off the deep end, but it came back, you know? It came back, and I think all three of these seasons in their own way are great. But season 4 is awful. It's terrible. I literally can't find anything good about this. I actually can't find anything enjoyable about this. It's actually terrible how bad this is. And I'm so sad that it's this bad, because I love this show, and I have watched season 1 Godzilla knows how many times. Like, I don't even know how many times I've watched the first season. I've watched the second season at least 6 times. And the third season, I've probably watched more than both of the first seasons. Or both of the first 2 seasons. But season 4, I don't see myself coming back to rewatching this unless it's for the podcast. And even then, I think I would skip reviewing this show just so I didn't have to watch season 4 again. Because I legitimately hated season 4. I legitimately hated it. But yeah. So that's one of the things that happened. Also, something that just kind of happened, like, out of the blue. There were a lot of new figures released. I need to pull up the list of the Bandai Movie Monster series figures that were released real quick. Let me do that. Because I do not remember all of them. But there was a huge ton of toys that were released. And it was actually a pretty large amount of figures that I did not at all see coming. Okay, so Now there's two new ones on the list. What? Okay. This was not on here before. I guess they just updated the list or something. So anyways. Gamera 1999 and Iris were both released. I want this Iris figure so bad. I really want this Iris figure. Like, really bad. I don't know where to get it, but I'm gonna try to find it. Shin Ultraman in a Specium pose was released for some reason. He has pretty much the same articulation, but now he can't move his arms. Or at least I don't think there's arm joints there. Also, Godzilla 1991 was released. Also, this is the one that I didn't see before that, like, wasn't there, but the Mega Movie Monster series happened. And apparently Ultraman from Shin Ultraman was the first one, so, yeah. Also, the Gorosaurus figure, from that old, prototype that was released a while back is actually available now. I did not get it. I got the Playmates version, which I actually have sitting, like, right here. Then there was a Mechagodzilla 1975 with, some extra battle damage on him. I don't know if I talked about these, but there was a clear Naranga and a, Gabora with a closed frill from Shin Ultraman. And then there was a, I also don't know if I talked about this one, but a Godzilla Store exclusive, retro color Hedorah. And then there was a Hedorah 50th Anniversary Expedition exclusive version, which it looks, if there was such thing as a burning Hedorah, it's kind of hilarious, but it's also kind of stupid. And then there is a special set released of Godzilla and Kong that is coming with the Blu-ray. So Kong, much better detail. Also, he has his axe, and Godzilla just looks blue as all frick. So blue lizard, and blue lizard and more brown monkey. Okay. Then, I don't know why it took Bandai this long to do this, but now there's finally Gojihamcoon figures. If you don't know what that is, then do some research, you nerd. Yeah, that's literally all I have to say. Gojihamcoon. Basically, it's Hamtaro from the anime, and there's three of them now. And I don't know if my wallet can handle it because I'm buying all of these figures. And from what I've seen, they're not the orders that are on eBay, which I need to start using, like, HobbyLink Japan or Buy.jp. But the orders I've seen on, like, eBay are not looking good. Also, a new Hedorah figure is coming, so, yeah, look out for that. That's also a Movie Monster series one. There was also, I believe, some figures for SH Figure Arts, or SH Monster Arts. Yeah, that one. So cool little thing, I guess. I got the Kong 2021 figure, and I've been hearing a lot of people online saying that the waist has been broken off of, like, the waist joint. I am not having any problems with mine. So King Ghidorah 2019 special color version, where do we start? So I actually have the original version of this figure, and I'm just gonna say right now, I hate it. Like, yeah. There is no posability to this thing, because it's so heavy that if you try to pose it pretty much any way, it just falls over. Like, literally, it falls over. This figure sucks. You have to have it, set up with three different stands at a time. It's ridiculous. But then, finally, what I have been saying forever, for literally since Singular Point was announced, when Singular Point was announced, I was like, hey, that Jet Jaguar would make a pretty good SH Monster Arts figure. Hey, guess what? That's a thing now. There's gonna be an SH Monster Arts Singular Point Jet Jaguar. And I'm freaking excited, because it looks so good. And there's an SH Monster Arts Hedora, which, cool, I guess? I don't know, I feel like this year was so overkill with Hedora. I feel like we could skip this one if we wanted, but, oh, it comes with his aquatic form and his flying form, so comes with Frog Boy and also, Frog Boy Landform, and Flying Boy, and Perfect Form. Also, we actually know when the, Godzilla 2004, figure is coming out. It's, gonna be out in May 2022. Yeah. We got pictures for it, so yeah, it looks really good, like actually better than it did the first time I looked at the pictures of it, which is a little odd. But this will pair well with the Gigan figure, if anybody has the Gigan figure. But yeah. That's about it, honestly. That ended up being a lot more than a mini episode, but, yeah. So, we're gonna release a new episode. What is it? It's Monday today, so this will probably come out, probably Monday night or something. It'll probably come out today, and then I think we're having another episode coming out on either tonight or, like, Tuesday or Wednesday. But yeah, so, yes, thank you, as always, for supporting the cast. If you would like to write a review on iTunes, I will gladly read it out on the cast. I actually haven't checked the reviews in a while, so I'm gonna check that real quick. I have not seen any reviews recently. Also, I haven't listened to my own podcast in, like, forever, so yeah, so there are no new reviews, so I'm actually kind of glad about that, because that would be weird to just throw it in right at the end. But anyways, yeah, leave a review on iTunes. I would be happy to read it out on the cast. Also, if you could, please subscribe to the podcast. It definitely helps us. You can find us anywhere you find your podcasts. Apparently not on SoundCloud. Like, I checked SoundCloud. I don't know if I'm still not on SoundCloud. I checked SoundCloud recently, and I wasn't there, so yeah. But I am on Spotify. I am on iTunes. I think I'm on iHeartRadio. I have no idea why I'm there. But I'm pretty much anywhere you get your podcasts. So, check me out if you can. Also, I would like to throw in, as always, please... Please, 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 listen to Saved by the Belial. fantastic podcast. So I'll see you guys.